New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong.
Positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Woo! Can you smell that? It's in the air. It's not just a smell, but it's a damn feeling. And I didn't just want to start smelling it today. I got first wind of it around 6 p.m. last night. I could feel it. If you ever been in a subway, standing on a platform waiting for your train, and all of a sudden, you started to feel a rumble of something coming. So you leaned your ass over that damn platform and stared into that dark-ass tunnel looking for your train. You know the feeling. You know exactly the feeling I'm talking about. Fucking anticipation. Around 6 p.m. on a damn Sunday night, I felt it. Fucking Monday. I could feel that bitch coming. You know what the fuck I'm talking about? And when the rumble of Monday's ass and the smell of that tunnel funk air starts rolling into the station and creeping into your damn head on Sunday, there's not much you can do. Now, I'm sure there are some of you out there on that platform who are eagerly awaiting that damn Monday train. But for most of us, that's not the train we want. We want an express train that goes straight to the weekend. But that Monday train, it's a damn local making all the stops.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, JB. You know, usually I just feel like you've gotten to some kind of point by now. And all I'm really hearing is that you apparently don't like Mondays. So, you know, I'm just like, where are you going with that?
No, Moss. Look, it's more than that. You see, I pride myself at being in tune with our damn audience. You know, I try to get them answers before they speak their questions. And as I sit here on a fucking Monday, I am ready to answer the question of how to get through a fucking Monday. See, Miles?
Okay.
I'm facilitating this shit, the thought pattern of our fans out there, Miles.
I get it. Feels a little off-brand. I feel like you could post like that on Instagram or Twitter. I mean, you know, we have a show to do, and I kind of have a quote and all that for you to elaborate on. You know, it's kind of the thing that we always do, you know?
But not today, Miles. People say this all the time. Not today. Yeah, people say that. See?
Yeah,
not today.
But not today.
I heard two ladies say that shit one day. Right. Not today, bitch. Yeah, mm-hmm. People say it all the time.
Right.
Not today, Miles. Not this damn Monday.
Right.
Today, I want to help our listeners get motivated through their damn Monday by talking to them about some deep shit that occurred to me over the damn weekend.
Okay. So wait. So, I mean, what are we doing now?
Starting the damn show, Miles.
Okay. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Spoo. Normally, each day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But today, JB's going rogue and has something he wants to share with us. So, JB, exactly then, what are you sharing with us today?
You can rest on a goddamn couch, a bed, a park bench, but one place you should never rest is on your laurels. See that, Miles?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Stay on your laurels. I love it. You know what? A company called Laurels should make couches or those little cots. See?
Yeah.
And then you'd be resting on your laurels. See?
But you just said don't rest on your laurels. Why
I know. But still, see, you can choose to rest on your laurels or not rest on your laurels. See? It's up to you. If you want to take a nap, rest on a laurel. On the laurel cot. If not, go to fucking bed.
Okay. Well, there's no quote today, but you still do sound like JB.
<I know. laughs>
This should be interesting. We'll be back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from JB Smooth. The JB Smooth weekend epiphany we're looking at today is don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah, I brought that one to the table, Miles.
Yeah,
you bring them to the table. I brought that shit to the table.
I didn't bring any. I'm just here to eat.
Okay. Now, Miles, I don't know if you know, but many people look at Sunday as a day of fucking rest.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday night is a hangout night. Go to the club, go bowling, falconry. I mean, whatever the fuck you do. But most people who work all week, Saturday is their damn day to show their ass, Miles. Matter of fact, you should be allowed to show your ass when you go out on a Saturday night. You should be allowed to wear pants with no ass on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. But you, when you said show your ass, I thought you meant you should be able to be yourself. But now you're literally, you want pants with cut out cheeks.
Miles, look. Yes, Miles.
Yeah.
You know why? If everybody's in there showing their ass, there's no difference. It's only when everybody has pants on that one person walks in there with their ass showing that everybody turns around like, oh my God. But if everybody has their ass showing, no one turns around and is distracted by the one person walking there with their ass out, Miles. See? Everybody got to do it. People online going in the club got their ass out. The bartender got his ass out. The waitresses got their asses out. The DJ got his ass out.
Yeah, well,
everybody got their ass out, Miles.
They have clubs like that. But the thing is, no, people aren't distracted by the person who has their ass out because that person is grabbed by bouncers and removed. And two, every ass is not created equally. Some asses will still raise attention.
And that's the thing, Miles. You have to show your ass, Miles. If you're going to that place, you are responsible for your own ass, Miles.
Yeah.
Your maintenance, the maintenance of your ass is up to you.
Right.
See?
Okay. So we're at this
club. Maintain your ass. So anyway, so like they say, Miles, work hard, play hard. When Sunday comes, now traditionally, Sunday is another day off, but most people use it differently. Some use it for reflection. Some people use it for worship, but most people use it for some damn
well. Why do you say worship like that?
Worshipped.
Worship.
Yeah, worshipped. Worshipped.
Worship is like, they fight in the ocean. Like the Navy has warships.
Worship.
Worship.
Worship, see?
Worship.
Or worshiping on a warship.
There you go.
That's what you're saying, Miles. Of course.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah. That's what I said. Okay.
Well, you said it after I said.
No, but I said it though. I still said it.
Well, that's a good point.
So anyway, Miles, there's no rest like some Sunday afternoon rest. And this goes for everybody out there. Sure, you might throw on some football or basically your typical ass Sunday afternoon, your ass is resting. And why not, Miles? You earned it. You worked hard all week, fought through traffic, argued with strangers over parking spaces, got stuck behind someone in a supermarket who had a stack of coupons and was paying with damn correct change. You made time for quality time for your partner. Cleaned up after your dog's loose shit. And then, man, my awesome work with their loose shit by a pet.
Yeah, it's messy.
That takes time and fucking patience, Miles. You made quality time for everybody, Miles. Now, what I'm trying to say is this. You handled your damn business, and now you deserve a rest. You deserve to be able to sit back, relax, and rest on your damn laurels.
Right. Okay, so you started off by saying you had an epiphany. Don't rest on your laurels, and now you're telling us to rest on your laurels.
That's right, Miles. Right. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling everybody out there listening to the show.
All right.
Now, what the fuck does rest on your laurels mean? Well, let's break that shit down. People, first there's rest. You know what the fuck that is. Taking a fucking break, a mental and a physical break, and getting some sleep. Now, whether you close your eyes or not, you know, Miles, some motherfuckers sleep with their eyes open. You ever see that before? It's just disturbing as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Worst shit is when someone sleeps with their eyes open and they have those bulging eyeballs, Miles. That's scary, Miles.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Next is on, which is the opposite of off.
You're gonna do every word in the sentence?
Yeah, man. People love to get it broken down. And the fans will tell you, they want it broken down for them, Miles, piece by piece.
Right. But in a sentence like, or a statement like rest on your laurels, I think rest and laurels probably be all we would need.
You know, it's like, Miles, it's like taking an Alka-Seltzer, Miles.
Yeah.
And you break it up in little pieces and you're snacking on it. See?
Right.
So on is a location.
Yeah.
And it also can be a state of mind. Like you could be on some acid while you're on a horse, you know, or on a damn farm. Next is the possessive your. That's ownership. And it's spelled Y-O-U-R, not Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. You know, I hate people fuck that up, Miles.
Yeah, me too.
And lastly, it's laurel. Now, I don't know if you know this, but laurel means two damn things. One, it's a plant. And two, it means praise and recognition of achievement. Now, I'm going to assume rest on your laurels is referring to the second damn definition because I don't know why anyone would want to rest on a fucking plant, Miles.
Yeah.
You know? The damn vines and little prickly-ass branches will probably tear your ass up, and worse yet, that shit could be like poison oak, and now your ass is itching like crazy.
Yeah, I think it's safe to assume that it's achievements, but okay.
You always say that, Miles. Safe to assume. People always say that, safe to assume.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard someone say, it's unsafe to assume?
I think it's unsafe for me to assume that you're really going to get to a point with all of this.
Anyway, man. So I want to assume it's about your achievements, you know, as a definition. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah.
Whether you've achieved monumental shit or your achievement was simply making it through another week, man, sometimes, man, that's a major accomplishment for some people to make it through this fucking week. Sometimes they'll say, oh, just let me get through this week. They say that shit all the time, Miles.
Rough week.
Somebody just said that just now, Miles. I just heard somebody say that shit.
It was you.
Oh, that was me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, another day. There's nothing wrong with looking yourself in the mirror, giving your damn acceptance speech, and then knocking the fuck out with a smile on your damn face. Pride and satisfaction make comfortable ass pillows.
Wow. You're saying that you should give yourself an acceptance speech for getting through the week. Like, you deserve an award for a hard-fought week, and you want to...
Yeah.
You want to try? You want to give yourself an acceptance speech for doing it?
Why not?
Okay.
Shit, let's go.
And the nominees for Trooper for a tough week go to Fred at the gas station, Charlie, the next door neighbor.
I'll win.
Lisa, the teacher.
I'll never win.
J.B. Smooth, the podcaster guy.
I didn't write a speech because I don't think I'm going to win. I didn't write no fucking speech.
And the winner is...
Fuck this
guy. J.B. Smooth.
What the fuck? What? Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, wow. This has been a challenging, such a challenging ass week. It started on a Monday, and the shit ended on a fucking Friday. Man, let me tell you something. All in between, there was so much shit going on in my life. And, you know, I just want to thank the Academy for even nominating me, you know, going through food poisoning, going through a babysitter canceling on us. You know, going through the dog getting sick, going through all these different things we went through. I'm going to tell you something right now. And man, when I tell you, you know, the week, then we hit hump day. When I hit hump day, I know I was halfway through the week. So I started trying to make the week go better, but the shit got worse. You know, I wanted to make it to Thank God It's Friday. Oh, man. Remember that song? Thank God It's Friday. Thank God It's Friday.
Like, somebody Friday. Cut his microphone. He's not taking the cue. We'll play music.
Thank God It's Friday.
We can't play the music any louder.
Friday.
Mr. Smooth, please exit the stage. All right, end the show. Roll the credits. I just want to say, JB, they ended the award show and you didn't stop your speech.
I didn't even realize it.
Anyway,
what was that?
All right. So you made an acceptance speech and for the week. And it was a great speech. Most of it didn't make it on air, though.
Oh, so here. But when you wake your ass up, it's time to put them damn laurels away and move the fuck on. Now, you've got another day to tackle and another week to conquer. That Monday... You want to look it in the damn eye and say, do you know who the fuck I am and what I've been through? The problem is that new week doesn't care about last week's laurels. But that's okay. You know they're there. You got your laurels. Hell, you got a damn pocket full of them. And a closet full of them at home, Miles. And no one can take them from you, Miles. Those are your fucking laurels, Miles. Your goddamn laurels.
Right.
But that's no reason to rest on your fucking laurels, see? Nope. It's Monday, and it's time. Put your grown-up slacks on, get on that Monday local, and get the fuck to work.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. So you have laurels. You can make an acceptance speech, and a really too long acceptance speech. Be proud of it, but that next week doesn't care what you did last week. You got to get on when you can't rest on your laurels.
Goddamn right, Miles.
Hey, I think that's a good way to look at a Monday. Don't worry about last week.
Don't you worry about last week.
Get this Monday and get to it. Get with it.
I'm not going to let you sit there and worry about last fucking Monday when you got this Monday to fuck with. See?
Right.
And like I said, you got Monday, right?
Right.
And you got Tuesday, You see, it's supposed to be Tuesday. You got hump day on Wednesday. God damn it. They got Thursday on Thursday. Right. And then thank God it's Friday.
There you go. Was that part of your acceptance speech?
It should have been part of it. If you don't give me an award, I'm going to turn the fucking music on me.
Hey, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to JB Smoove. I mean, it was all him today. No Workman Publishing. We love you, Workman, but JB had a feeling. And the feeling was all of you out there needed a little push on this Monday. A little Mama Monday. Now, that's not what it's called. But he felt it, and he did it. As always, we hope you had a good time, and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment, and while you're at it, a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some, and we'll even do other quotes on the show. I promise you, we'll get back to quotes. Some famous ones and some of yours. Before we go, I have some exciting news. Next week on the show is a very special week. We're calling it Reach for the Fucking Stars. Each day, we'll be joined by a different special guest to help us break down a quote. If you tune in every day, we promise you by the end of the week, you'll become fully elaborated. Just follow Team Coco Podcast on Instagram to be the first to find out who the guests are. Star Week kicks off next Monday, October 25th. Mark it on your calendars. People, once again, I'm Miles and he's...
Hey, I'm JB Smoove. Anyway, I raised this award up and I say thank you. I say thank you to all my pets I've had. That goes from fish to hamsters to cats to dogs, all of you, you know. Hey, without you, there is no me. And, you know, and I hope you all understand that this is a... Is microphone, is this on? Is this on? Is the microphone on? Is this on?
This has been a Team Coco production.